all right, David. I just wanted a few minutes in the church before the funeral, by myself. Okay, let's go back to the house.
Right.
Just know that. Someone rehearsing so early.
We can go out the side door where the car's parked.
So cool in an empty church, isn't it? So beautiful. Is it gonna rain, do you think?
Looks like it. Storm, anyhow.
Weddings and sunshine, funerals and rain. So life passes. I don't remember the last line.
Here we are.
Oh, David, thank you for driving me over.
Don't mention.
You know, Arthur gave that fine organ to the church.
Well, he certainly gave a lot to this town.
Most generous man in the world. He had just one flaw.
That's better than most of us.
You had to agree with him. He was always right. Made him some enemies, too. Will you stay for breakfast? Kate hoped you would. She's waiting for us. Kate, you're back early.
Hi, David.
Morning, Kate.
Everything is very beautiful at the church.
I knew it would be. But we have a slight problem.
Oh, what now?
Nancy called. She wants to go to the service in our car.
Well, she should go with her own family.
I told her that. It would hurt Joy terribly.
A family feud?
Sounds like it.
Look, why don't I go over there? If Nancy's really uptight, I'll offer to drive her.
Oh, that might just solve it.
At least it won't split the family. I dislike public displays.
No problem. Faye's asked me to drive her, and we'll pick up Nancy on the way.
Faye? That reporter girl?
Yeah. She wants to be at the service. Kate, I'll see you later.
Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
The dishes, Mom. You go get dressed.
It's time. Have you made up your mind, Nancy?
About what?
Well, about what we've been talking about all morning.
I guess it's no big deal.
I think a family funeral is a very big deal.
I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry about Mr. Wakefield. He was neat. I liked him. I never thought of him as part of our family.
Kate's father-in-law?
Well, I suppose that ought to make us all something. What am I going to do with this roasting pan? It's a mess.
And you want an apartment of your own.
Hey, it looks good at the top of the fridge.
Nancy, not there. Honestly.
Here, let me take it. You know, Mom, that's where we go wrong.
Where?
Over a roasting pan.
What?
You worry about where it goes. I wouldn't have one.
Well, you could let the drippings go up the wigwam fire. Is your father back yet?
No, not yet.
You know, if you're going to drive with Kate to the church, he'll have to get you over there.
Yeah. You better get dressed.
You'll have to go early.
Mom, it matters to you, doesn't it?
Not too much.
I guess I blew my top.
I'm sorry you bothered Kate this morning.
Do you think she's really upset about Mr. Wakefield?
She was devoted to him.
What do you suppose she'll do now?
I know what she should do, if she has any sense.
What?
Oh,
I know. Get married again.
Nancy, this is hardly the morning.
Who to? David?
Well, he's going to be a big man in this town. Now, do start dressing.
I wonder whether I should wear all my chains.
Nancy, I don't care what you wear, as long as it's a skirt. But for the rest of this day, can we put away all family discussion?
Well, I'll go.
Ah, the princess of the manor.
David, am I glad to see you.
Are things that rough?
No.
I hear that you're looking for a ride.
Oh, I was.
Well, I am at your service.
Now, that's an interesting offer.
Do I have a taker?
Well, I don't know. I blew my top, I guess. As soon as this family gets on any subject outside of Bellhaven, we all come unglued.
Like what?
Well, like my moving into the city, an apartment of my own.
Why would you do that?
You're kidding.
Okay. When do you want me to pick you up?
Well, I'd like to say about 10:30, but I've changed my mind.
Oh?
Well, it has nothing to do with you, David.
It's all right.
It's Mom and Dad and my brother and my sister and Kate, the United Family Front.
You know, Nancy, as a guy who never had much family, I think you're lucky.
Hey, you want to come with us?
No, thanks. I'm driving fast.
David, you were kidding when you asked me why I'd want to get out of Bellhaven.
Well, Nancy, I happen to think that it's a pretty good town.
Isabel, so many people.
Well, I took 10 minutes rest after we got back. You've been going all day.
I'll just splash my face with cold water and go back downstairs. The church was crowded, wasn't it?
Even in this rain. I had no idea that Arthur had so many friends.
And they're still coming here. Look out the window.
Well, Jessie's doing just fine. She has enough coffee and sandwiches for an army. Henry, oh, bless him, he's doing the honors. He was such a good friend to Arthur.
I still don't believe it happened.
Well, nobody believes death until it comes. And even after, well, the full realization takes a while.
I keep hearing that silly little bell.
Arthur hated that bell. He hated everything that made him dependent.
I know.
He was afraid of only one thing, Kate.
What?
Losing you.
Oh, I never would have left him.
Well, he knew you were young. Might want to marry again.
I haven't thought about it for a long time.
But you had such a little time with Tom.
I've just got to keep busy now.
Well, I'm sure you will. But, my dear girl, I think there's something that you haven't begun to realize.
What?
In fact, I don't think you even see it. And I think you ought to.
See what, Isabel?
That you are absolutely free now. Absolutely free to do anything you want. No responsibilities, no obligations. Except to yourself.
Come in.
Oh, I'm interrupting.
No, not at all, Nancy.
Mrs. Kingman has arrived, and the mayor and his wife. Mom's worried about you. Oh, and David's looking for you.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I'll go down. You take your time, Kate.
May I stay for a sec?
Oh, sure, Nancy.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry for the fuss I made this morning about going to the service.
Oh, forget it, honey.
Well, you know, sometimes things just close in on you.
I guess they do.
I mean, sometimes you feel that you haven't any right to your own life. Didn't you ever feel like that?
I suppose so. But I'm older than you are.
By exactly 9 years and 4 months. Well, that's not really older. You're not even 30.
Flowers for you, Kate.
Oh, here, let me take some.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
They love
her. Oh, here's the card.
Oh.
Well, tell me. Who are they from?
A friend I met through Isabel.
White orchids and yellow roses from a friend?
His name is Tony Cushing.
Just a premiere.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Oh, poor kid.
5 minutes, Clark.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh. Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Finalnet. Finalnet is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Finalnet holds up longer than you do.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra Rich Cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be. This is the Serial Network. Authors Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Authors Studio is brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
The author of Vanity Fair makes this query. Have you, dear listener, ever lain sleepless, endeavoring to solve some riddle in your life? Of course you have, as who has not? So lies Becky Sharp this night in her friend Amelia's tender pink room, seeking some artful means to win a proposal of marriage from Mr. Joseph Sedley.
Alone. I must be with Joe's alone. Not in this house. Sedleys and servants and cats and dogs and a parrot forever interrupt. A romantic place, that's what needed. What romantic place? And how get him to it if I think of where? Oh, never mind, I'll manage royally once I... The royal garden, of course. All those dim paths for Joseph and me to wander. All the... No, it's no good. Emmy will have to come along and free the crowd. Her father. Perhaps... Yes, he'll come. He adores me, and so he should. I've laughed at his jokes with great perseverance. He shall pay her with Emmy, while Joe's and I are always settled. Though no one knows it, save me.
Now, ladies, let us listen to Miss Rebecca the next morning. Mr. and Mrs. Sedley are at breakfast. The girls have not yet come down.
Well, my dear, how's your disposition this fine morning?
I didn't sleep a wink. I stayed awake the whole night worrying about... Mr. Sed, don't broach your porridge. About Joseph and Rebecca and the things you said and the way...
Don't start, Mrs. Sed. First, don't jabber. I've told you that at breakfast every day for 33 years and every day...
You jab as much as I do.
I say something when I jab... talk... Second, don't start on Miss Sharp. We settled about that young lady last night.
We didn't settle any...
We agreed Joseph would be a lucky fella if Miss Sharp would be so foolish as to marry him.
We didn't agree on...
He's vain, selfish, lazy. She'll keep him in order. Instead of worrying yourself to a frazzle about your darling offspring, wanting him to marry above his station...
If you'd let me...
I'll leave the fella half my property. But confound it, I'm perfectly sure, if you and I and his sister should die this very night,
All he'd say is, good gad, and fall to eating his dinner, smacking his lips, and us forgot. That's your son, ma'am. You'd best quit worrying about Rebecca and pray she'll have him.
I did worry, I did, but I didn't worry he'd marry Rebecca. I worried he wouldn't. There. You could have saved your breath to cool your porridge.
Porridge don't need cooling. Cold already.
Did you hear what I said?
I did. And you're a good old girl to come round. Proud of you. May even let you chatter a bit. Well, go ahead.
Oh, dear. I'm not used to your letting me... But I can't think of a single... Would Joseph really not care if we... He drinks too much. Have you noticed how he... Oh, I wonder where the girls are. I must take Emmy to the seamstress. Her clothes are in a
stocking. I think that's enough, Mrs. Seb. I was looking forward to your finishing a sentence. That's why I let you run on. But I suppose it's too much to ask. 33 years, the only sentence you ever finished was in the church when you said, I do.
That's a silly exaggeration.
You like to talk, I like to exaggerate. Where are the girls?
Here's one of them, Mr. Sedley. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Dear child, where is Miss... Is she ill? Oh, dear.
Oh, no. She begged to be allowed to sleep a little longer.
The precious tired lamb. How adorable she... Help yourself to breakfast. Porridge, eggs, kippers, kidney pie.
She can see what's on the sideboard. Did you sleep sound, my dear?
Oh, yes, and had such a lovely dream. All about the royal garden.
Rebecca's lovely dream was more than of gardens. Well, she has made her opening move. Would it lead where she wishes? Be patient. You shall learn within the bounds of this very chapter.
If I had a nickel for every minute I spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Dreamed about the gardens, did you, Miss Becky?
So beautiful. Once when I was a little girl...
Once when I was a girl,
Mrs. Ted, let our guests speak. It's only good manners. Now then, Becky, when you were little...
My father took me there. I do think I remember every single flower and land and all. Tell me, has it changed? Oh, I pray not.
Oh, England would never let the gardens go to seed.
Are there still seedlers in the gold cockle shell?
Oh, yes, when I was a girl.
Mrs. Seb.
And still country dances?
I'm sure there must be.
Yes, certainly. Cockneys and cockneyesses jumping and thumping.
And singers?
Singing comic and sentimental ballads. To be sure, it's all there.
Oh, it's just the way I dreamed.
Now, child, eat your... Everything will get cold. Are you certain my lambkin isn't... Perhaps I should go up and see how...
Oblige me by doing that. Look to your daughter. I'll look to Miss Becky.
Yes. Well, you really think I... Well, she's sleeping a bit. I could just look in it. Excuse me, please.
Excused.
Rebecca, don't get your porridge. This carpet needs mending.
Now then. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for telling me about the garden. It means part of my dream was true.
There was more?
I was bold enough to dream that Mr. Jones took me there.
By George, and so he shall. See to it myself.
Oh, why, dreams really do come true.
A few come true, my girl. Not all. Don't count on it.
I haven't told you who else was in my dream. You were.
Was I now?
You and Emmy, Joseph and I. So will you come too? Please?
No. Too old for that sort of thing. The royal gardens are for the young.
Oh, please, sir.
Thank you, dear. Couldn't go anyhow without Mrs. Sedd and she not hear of it. Damp the gardens after these rains. A woman of her size and years to catch cold? No, wouldn't do.
I did so want you to be with us.
Not me so much, young lady, as you wanted someone to take Emmy off your hands whilst you and Joe's... Come, confess it.
I do. How clever you were to know.
Not clever. Young one, and went a-courting. So, you girls must have a gentleman apiece. I'll send round to Chatham Barracks and ask George.
George?
George Osborne, my godson. Next thing you know, my son-in-law.
Why, Emmy has never even said that thing.
She don't know her mother's plans. Like all women worth a pin, Mrs. Ted's a matchmaker. She's set on George for Emmy. Suits me as well. Finer fella never breathed. Wouldn't be surprised if the banns are posted very soon now.
But does Emmy like him?
She don't know him since they both grew up. Emmy off at school, times when she was home, George off with his regiment. He's Lieutenant Osborne, officer with His Majesty's Fifth. Now, it's settled about tonight. The four of you, the Royal Gardens. If that son of mine is half a man, he'll pop the question.
So soon?
Well, got to be soon. His leave nearly over. Bound back to India next week.
Oh.
You look at him like that, miss. Just that pretty winning way, and Jose is hooked.
Everything seemed to smile on Rebecca's fortunes, but plans, dreams, schemes are all chancy. This, I set down as a positive truth, and I quote Mr. Sedley, "A few dreams come true, my dear, not all, don't count on it." The Royal Gardens, we're told they're sometimes damp, may prove a quagmire. Your servant, ladies, William Makepeace Thackeray.
Say, did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray for application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays will give you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from 2 personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra Rich Cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
The Author Studio has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This is the Serial Network.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
You want any more coffee, dear?
Oh, no, thanks. I've got to get to work.
Yeah, look at this picture of the Alaskan pipeline. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Mm. By the way, that day that we're invited to Evie and Fred Saturday night, it's their 15th wedding anniversary. They're having a party.
Oh, darn it. Look, I got the newspaper in the butter and then on my tie. All right, give me that paper napkin.
Here. Remember our 15th anniversary? We went to a dinner and...
Look at it.
Well, rub it, dear. Maybe it won't show.
It shows. It shows. I'll have to go change my tie and I'm late as it is.
Hello? Hi, Evie. Thank you. No, he hasn't remembered, and I've dropped every hint that I can think of. No, this time I'm not going to call his secretary and have her remind him. I mean, if he can't remember our anniversary just once. You know, really, you would think that after all the years...
Hey, Joe, did you find it yet? It should be on the second shelf.
Hey, excuse me. I was wondering if I could get somebody to wait on me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just a second. Joe, I need that power drill, number 38692. Oh, and tell Harry, put that load of peat moss in the panel truck out and back. Okay, mister, what's yours?
Are these the only garbage cans you have?
Yep, come in all sizes, all colors, all shapes.
But they're plastic.
Right.
Well, do you have anything a little better?
Well, what do you mean better?
Well, actually, this is going to be an anniversary present.
A what?
An anniversary present.
For your wife.
You're right.
Well, I think you're in the wrong department. Over there in that section, we just got in some French imported casseroles, porcelain line. And then we got everything electric you can think of, rotisseries, broilers.
No. She's got all she needs of those things. No, I'm looking for a garbage can.
For your wife?
Yeah.
For your anniversary?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I said... These right here come in all sizes and shapes and colors, red, blue, yellow, green.
Yeah, but they're plastic. I want something better.
Yes.
My wife has a plastic one. She doesn't like it. She says what she'd really like someday is a really,
really
nice
garbage can. Yeah, well, I don't exactly know what...
metal one. The kind with a foot pedal?
Yes. Golly, I don't know. Most people want the plastic ones these days. See, they're easier to keep clean. They don't rust.
My wife wants a metal one with a foot pedal.
We don't have anything on the floor like that. Let me check with the supply department.
Oh, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, Harry! You know, if we got any metal garbage...
Wait on me? I've been standing around for nearly 15 minutes just trying to buy this flashlight.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't work here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I know what you mean. Hardly get anybody to wait on me either. I guess hardware stores are always pretty busy.
Well, they ought to put on more help. They can certainly get help, I should think, with all the unemployment these days.
Yeah, you'd think so. Well, the fellow waiting on me ought to be free pretty soon, so you can nab him.
Well, thank you. I'll stay right by you then.
I'm trying to get an anniversary present for my wife.
Oh, isn't that sweet? I wish my husband would remember our anniversary once in a while. What are you getting her?
Garbage can. Well, not one of these plastic things. I'm trying to get a really nice one, an attractive garbage can.
Uh-huh.
A metal one. You know, the kind with a foot pedal.
This is an anniversary present, you say?
Yeah.
For your wife?
Right. She's always wanted the kind with a foot pedal so the top closes down so the garbage doesn't show.
Uh-huh. Nice.
I like to get her things she's not expecting. In fact, she thinks I've forgotten our anniversary. This will be a real surprise.
Oh, yes, I think it will be. It's certainly different.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
May I say something? I know I'm a total stranger, but speaking purely from a feminine point of view, I think that for an anniversary present, well, forgive me for interfering.
No, go ahead.
Your idea for a gift is very original, but perhaps the garbage can isn't, well, perhaps something more romantic.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I tell you, my wife likes to get things she wants. She likes practical gifts.
Well, goodness, I hope so.
Well, here we are. What do you know? The last one. Enameled steel. There's a defumer in the lid, and the insert liner is plastic, and it has the foot pedal, 1850.
Great. I'll take it. Could I get a gift wrapped?
Yeah, well, ask the girl at the desk over there.
Oh, thanks. And please, take care of this lady. She's been waiting.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, and happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Say, did you know he was buying that garbage can for his wife for their anniversary?
Yeah, I sure like to see her face when she rips off the paper tonight. My goodness.
Oh, my goodness. So would I.
was a very good dinner, dear.
As usual.
Thank you.
Something go wrong today? You seem very quiet ever since I got home.
No, everything's fine. I'll get your coffee and dessert right now.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Stay right there. I picked up something today, and I'd like to get your opinion before I keep it.
All right, why don't you finish up this dab of broccoli? I have more leftovers, and there's hardly enough to save here anyway.
Close your eyes.
What? Oh,
okay. Now, open them. Happy anniversary.
Oh.
You thought I forgot, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Oh, good heavens, it's so big. What is it?
Well, I think I'd better set it on the floor here.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead, unwrap it.
You are a dickens. I have no idea. None at all. I really have
no idea what it is. Well, now, it's nothing great, but you said we were supposed to economize and give practical gifts.
Of course. That's right. I just can't imagine what this could possibly be. What is it?
What does it look like?
It looks like a garbage can.
That's what it is. You like it? Remember how you always said you'd like a really good one with a foot pedal?
Uh-huh.
I went to 4 hardware stores to get this. Everybody seems to be buying the plastic ones. And this is the last one the Casson Hardware had. The last one.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now, it's made of enamel steel, and there's a defumer under the lid. Right. Then it has an inside liner, which is plastic. But that's better, dear, because the clerk said it's easier to keep clean.
Oh.
And the foot pedal.
Uh-huh.
Go on. Try the foot pedal. Why don't you step on the foot pedal again and look inside?
What?
Maybe you've got some built-in garbage.
Oh, honey, what is this?
Well, the can was so big, I thought I'd get you a tiny present, too.
Oh, the red velvet box. What is it? Let me guess, it isn't a ring. Is it a ring?
It's a ring. It's the ring. Go ahead, open it.
Oh, no. Oh, you did.
Yeah.
It can't be. Is it an emerald? A real emerald?
Well, it better be. Yeah, here, let me put it on.
Diamonds and emeralds surrounded. Oh, no. Oh, honey, but we can't afford things like this. I mean, it's wonderful of you, but
this is your engagement ring, the one I always promised you.
Look, I've always loved the one you did give me. You're the one who has always worried about it. Look, I always wear it.
Where?
Point to it. Oh, stop.
I better get a magnifying glass.
Cut it out, honey. I love it, but this ring is going back, honey. Really, darling.
No. You're keeping it. Now, look,
beautiful.
I have been saving for that ring since our wedding day. I've had a special account, gradually built it up a bit.
You've been saving for this ring for 20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so ashamed of myself. I thought you forgot the anniversary. I feel just awful, honey. I was so nasty all through dinner.
No, you weren't nasty at dinner. I shouldn't have teased you by letting you think I forgot. You like the ring?
Oh, do I like the ring, honey? I love it. I love you.
I'm kind of crazy about you, too.
Oh, the ring is just so beautiful, honey. Where is it? Where is it?
What?
Where's the ring?
You haven't lost it already.
I just had it here, dear. Now, it's not been lost. We've been sitting right here.
Yeah, I know,
but... Don't pick up anything. Don't throw it aside.
Now, look here. I want you to have one special place for that ring.
I will, dear.
None of this putting it in sugar bowls leaving it on the sink somewhere while you wash your hands or hiding it so well you can't remember where you put it.
Now, it has to be here. Don't throw out anything. It has to be here. We'll be going through this
for the rest of our lives.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This is the Serial Network.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
What 304 wants, Miss Quinn?
Probably more I.
Third floor nurse's station, Miss Fairchild.
Angela, has hematology sent up the report on Mr. Dickinson's last sample yet?
Oh, it got here about 1 minute ago. Would you like me to bring it into your office?
I'd appreciate it, thanks.
Not at all, Dr. Carter. Oh, well, take over, Barbara. I'll be in Dr. Carter's office.
Come in.
Here you are, Jason.
Oh, thank you, Edgeworth. Now, let's see. Now, we ought to make it a hospital rule that any blood test should include a check for alcohol content.
I've ordered his room checked twice.
Oh. Mr. Dickinson's last sample is the closest thing I've ever seen in nature to a Bloody Mary.
Where do you suppose he's getting it?
Oh, well-intentioned friends, no doubt.
Well, I can't order his room checked after every visitor.
Oh, no. Don't bother. Dr. Ford's discharging him tomorrow if he doesn't hear anything from me, and he won't. How we frightened him into giving up smoking, it might take him 10 or 15 years to drink himself to death.
Has he been given the usual alcohol lecture?
Oh, yes, of course. I think it's a ritual the doctors go through for the benefit of their own consciences. The ones who come into the hospital not wanting to help themselves go out the same way.
Would you tell Emily I'll be giving her a call when I get in tonight?
Yes, of course, Angela. But would you try to avoid the subject of medicine?
If you want me to, yes. Why?
Well, Emily's pretty annoyed with all of us, Angela. She said that she's sick to death of our concern over her health. But she has agreed to check into the hospital for a complete workup. She doesn't realize what she's agreed to, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I wanted to have a complete neurological workup of it, besides blood chemistry, gynecology, everything Marshall and his residents can think up. And Emily thinks she's just checking in for the day.
Yes, but you're talking about two or three days.
Yes, I know. You think she'd have consented to it if I hadn't broken it to her gently?
Look, Jason, give her the bad news all at once. If she suspects she's being deceived, she's got a good excuse for canceling the whole thing.
You know, essentially, that's what Marshall said to me yesterday.
You have to tell Emily the truth and make her accept it.
Yes,
Jason.
All right. I'll do my best when I think the time is right. Well, maybe after last night's episode, she'll realize that she's in trouble.
What happened?
Well, she had a glass in her hand, you see, and suddenly the stem snapped right in two.
Was she hurt?
No. Nothing serious. She severed quite a few capillaries in her palm. Marshall was kind enough to come over and put in a couple of sutures.
Poor Emily. That must have hurt.
Yeah, well, it was quite surprising, though. She didn't complain.
Were you with Emily when it happened?
Oh, yes.
What were you talking about?
Her going into the hospital.
Huh. Naturally. When is she coming in?
A week from Monday, I hope.
Well, don't let her use Jennifer as an excuse. I can always take a few days off and move in, you know.
Well, Emma will be glad to hear that. Thanks, Angela.
Don't be silly. It's all in the family.
Angela, I've been hoping to run into you all day.
I was just going to call your office, Dr. Foster.
Marshall, please.
Marshall. Thank you for helping Emily last night.
Oh, it was nothing at all. Jason could have stitched her up himself if he weren't so stiff-necked about treating his own family.
How did she seem to you?
Oh, just, annoyed, that's all.
No reaction to the stitches?
None. I thought that was a little strange since I didn't use anything but a topical anesthetic.
Do you think it was entirely an accident, Marshall?
I don't know. Look, I'm sorry I dragged my feet about putting pressure on Jason. Maybe this last incident could have been avoided.
Jason was just as reluctant as you were.
Oh, well, I have an explanation for that, but it's rather a long story and not quite suitable material for the middle of the corridor.
Well, it isn't necessary.
I think it is. Are you free Saturday night?
Well, yes, I think so.
Well, by a peculiar coincidence, so am I. I'll pick you up at your apartment at 7:30.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side, each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
I'm home, honey. Susie? I'll settle for Jennifer.
Will you settle for a welcoming committee of one?
Hi, honey.
Susie's in the yard trying to tire Jennifer out, and it's parents' weekend at camp, so Bobby won't be home at all.
Hi.
Hi.
Don't tell the children, but if it has to be only one, you are my choice.
I'll never tell. Sit down, honey, and tell me about your day. It has to have been more exciting than mine.
Well, don't be too sure about that. Once we're well into summer, Fridays are very hard to tell from Saturdays.
Well, I spent the afternoon fighting my way through 100 pages of some obscure Austrian's views on child psychology.
Oh? How does the hand feel?
Oh, it feels fine.
Good.
Doesn't bother me a bit.
You're not just being a Spartan, are you?
Jason, are you going to doubt everything I tell you about my physical condition?
Well, it's a nasty cut, darling. Don't blame me for being concerned.
I appreciate your concern, but don't turn into a mother hen. I suppose you took me at my word about the physical examination.
Well, yes, you're scheduled for admission on the 21st.
You keep using that word, admission. Are they actually going to assign a hospital bed to me?
Darling, you'll not only have a bed, you'll be in it.
Now, just a second, Jason. I have had a lot of physicals in my time, but I don't see any reason for being put to bed while someone taps me on the back and makes me say 99 or whatever the number is these days.
Well, you know, there has to be more to it than that.
Well, enough to put me in bed? Why?
Well, I'm sure Marshall will want an angiogram done.
That's where they put some kind of dye into your bloodstream.
Yes, and it's hardly an office procedure.
When you mentioned Marshall, you said that as if the angiogram was only one of a number of things he'll want to do.
Well, I assume there will be a number of things, darling. Now, Marsh is the best diagnostician I know, and I don't intend to interfere with him.
You're starting to sound like a textbook, Jason. You always do when you're trying to evade a question.
What question?
How long am I going to be in the hospital?
2 days, possibly three.
You lied to me.
Well, I don't think I ever said how long.
What did you think I thought you meant when you said have a physical examination?
Darn.
On the 21st, I'll have less than 6 weeks before I go into the graduate program.
Emily.
And all three children will be at home. And Amy doesn't work in July. She'll be in Ireland.
Emily, will you come?
Do you think I can ask Susie to play nursemaid to Jennifer for 3 days, the way things are between us? What do you expect this house to do, run itself?
Well, I can ask Angela to move in for a few days.
Don't you think I have enough guilt about Angela? From the moment Mother died, Angela was my mother. She's only 3 years older than I am, and she practically brought me up.
Em, I talked to her about it this afternoon. She's already volunteered to move in.
Well, Angela may be willing. I'm not.
Well, do you want me to hire some stranger?
I don't care what you do. Suddenly, I just don't seem to be running my own life anymore. I'm going upstairs.
Em, that's not true. The only thing we all want...
There it is again, what you all want. When the oven alarm goes off, pull the dinner out.
Aren't you coming down?
I don't know. Right now, I'm going to lie down until my head stops splitting. Oh, and it is going to stop. I know it is. Why am I hearing it now? It can't be a record. We're not in a restaurant this time. It's not here. It's the headache. Jason! 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 Make it stop! Please, make it stop!
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
To Have and to Hold features Larry Haynes as Jason, Joyce Gordon as Emily, William Redfield as Marshall, and Patricia Wheel as Angela. Also appearing were Ariane Munker and Karen Green. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca. Written by Richard and Suzanne Holland, and brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This is Ken Roberts. This is the Serial Network, a division of DCA Productions.